Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. It is the 17th of May, 2021. We've got the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we had some Android leaks over the weekend, one of those being a new look. We all know that Google I.O. is coming up shortly. In fact, tomorrow. But with these leaks over the weekend, we're getting a little bit of a sneak peek of what Android 12 may look like. There's a new video out there what appears to be showing slides from a presentation for Android 12. Now, some of the things to expect, a new beautiful experience, stronger privacy and security protections. That would be kind of nice, wouldn't it? And apparently, all of your Android devices working better together. Now, from what we can really tell, the widgets and notifications, that's the major change for Android 12, but that's something that's been rumored for quite some time. Most notable is that new media widget, a brightness toggle, a new weather widget, and the return of the analog clock widget. There has been some previous leaks too, which have shown Android 12 with stacked widgets, which we have to say look pretty similar to iOS. And from this leak, yeah, it looks to be the same direction. We won't have to speculate much longer, though, as all shall be revealed tomorrow at Google I.O. More leaks over the weekend, this time from Samsung. This leak apparently showing what will be the Galaxy A22. Yes, a more affordable Samsung device, but apparently with 5G on board. The folks over at 91 Mobile seem to have gotten press images and specs for the new Galaxy A22 5G. This apparently will be a budget 5G phone, and the first characteristic that gives that away, well, a full plastic body. There is, however, three rear cameras on the thing, a 48 megapixel, a 5 megapixel, and a 2 megapixel. Not to mention that teardrop selfie camera on the front. Specs inside the device include a MediaTek 700 chip, and by all accounts, a 1080p 6.4-inch LCD screen. What's the most interesting is what could be the price for this phone. The A32 5G already sells for $205, well, that's usually on sale anyways, meaning the A22 could be below $200. And finally, are you ready to pay up for Twitter? No, me neither. Doesn't matter though, it seems like Twitter will be going ahead with their subscription service. That doesn't mean you have to subscribe to it, but look for a few bells and whistles to disappear if you don't. Now, what's been discovered actually on Saturday from Jane Wong, the subscription service will be called Twitter Blue, and apparently will cost about $3 a month. The biggest feature you'll be getting in a paid subscription service to Twitter, undoing your tweets. And by all accounts, you won't be able to do that more if you don't pay up. Now, when we reached out to Twitter for some confirmation regarding this, yeah, we were told, no comment. So you know how it works. Usually when people say no comment, that means, yeah, something's on the horizon pretty soon. A subscription service is probably also something Twitter would obviously benefit from. As it's already been stated in the past, they don't want Twitter to be solely reliant on ads. Though that has been pretty profitable for them. Twitter actually had a profit of $68 million in revenue and actually reported a 20% increase in daily active users last year. As for when the premium service will actually launch, well, your guess is still as good as mine. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. Subscribe to the news show over there, of course. You can find the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so much more. Give us a like over there on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come join our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.